What is going on, guys, and welcome to the Floating Island Podcast. As always, I hope you're having a great day, week, month, year, whatever you're doing. I hope you're doing it right and you're living your best life. Do I watch any sports?
I forgot you do an intro.
No, yeah. Always. It's probably the only consistent thing about this show.
This is any topic, I swear.
For whatever reason, dude, I kind of just stopped watching sports, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'll watch, like, the World Cup mm-hmm. when it, like, comes on, or, like, yeah, the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you probably got more important things to do, so.
It's not even that. It's just, like, I don't know. I don't really find all the enjoyment out of just watching sports.
Mm-hmm.
Like, UFC, even UFC, like, oh, like, if the fight's on or, like, someone's throwing, like, hey, let's all watch the fight. Okay. Well, yeah. I'm down.
Yeah.
And I'll enjoy it, but, like, I wouldn't stay up to date with it.
Yeah. Oh, well, I wouldn't say I'm up to date. I just kind of tune in. I'm a Bulls fan, so I just tune into, like, the highlights. I don't watch, like, a full
40. See, like, 40. I won't even do that.
No highlights?
I won't even do the highlights.
I mean, the highlights is, like, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, like.
Yeah.
But no, you're good.
But I got down here. You're good, bro.
No, I'm just saying that, like, I'm not judging you or anything. But
do
I was going to.
You think people would judge someone if they didn't watch sports? I guess in America, it is weird, huh?
I don't know.
You're not into football? You're not into basketball?
Well, people are, like, judgy anyway. Like, that's true. You know, but what do you do for enjoyment?
I'd say I play Xbox here and there with, like, friends, but I don't know, go out and live life.
Mm.
I don't know, experience stuff, podcast, yeah, nice. Go hang out with people. I don't know, and yeah, I don't know, I've never really, or even watch movies, dude. I'm a huge movie buff, bro. You can catch me in, like, days just watching movies, bro.
What movies you like?
Oh, dude, like, I guess it's not, I just love, like, anything that, like, gets me going, like, dude, from, like, How to Train Your Dragon, bro. I absolutely loved How to Train Your Dragon. Star Wars to I mean, I'm thinking of, dude, you know what movie I just recently watched? It was Good Will Hunting. Yeah, I just recently watched that.
I haven't seen that. What is that about?
It's the one with why am I blanking on his name? Holy cow, dude. You have one of those brain just what?
Yeah.
Robin Williams.
Robin
Williams in it. Matt Damon.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. There's another
dude. He was good in The Martian, too. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good. Wow, dude. That was such a big brain blank moment.
No, you're
that
good.
That movie was fire.
Fire?
So good.
How would you rate it?
Dude, I'd give it a 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10?
I mean, like, the acting in it. It was just a good movie. It was just an overall good movie. I'm pretty sure it was like produced and directed by Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. They're the ones like that made that movie. It was super good. It was super good.
A movie I would rate 10 out of 10 is 1987. Have you seen it? It's directed
1987.
By. Yeah, it's directed by Christopher Nolan, I think. And it's about. I forgot what war it is, damn. But it's a war movie. And these two dudes, they have to let the other command know.
Oh, you talking about 1917?
Did I say
1987? Oh, 1917. Yeah, the World War One movie. It feels like it's shot in one.
Yes.
One
go. Yes. Amazing. Yeah, bro, amazing cinematography. Amazing. 1917. My bad.
You're good. But I was like 19, because I immediately thought 1917. I was like, oh, is there another movie? I was like,
yeah, but you seen that?
I was like, that's like Cold War.
Yeah, I my bad. I buzzed out on that one. But
no, dude, that's. That was a good movie.
That was a great movie. Like, the whole camera pan, like, knowing the background of that, how it was just one shot, and, you know, obviously some cuts and stuff.
Yeah.
But that
just made it feel like it.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That's 10 out of 10. I watched that movie twice, and, man, I'm just like.
A couple times, yeah.
Like, the whole, well, can I give out spoilers?
I mean, that movie's been out for a while, so, like, if you haven't watched it already.
Kind of out, yeah.
But definitely watch it.
Yeah, the scene with they were at like a farmhouse or something like that.
Oh, the airplane.
Yeah, the airplane killed off my dude.
Dude.
I like movies that get rid of the main characters, though, because it's like, that's realistic, you know? Like, and you can't just, you know, have plot armor all the time, you know? It's not Naruto.
If you like World War One movies, definitely check out they remade All Quiet on the Western Front. Watch it in the original German too.
Okay.
Definitely, because that's what they filmed it in. Don't watch it dubbed. They filmed it in German. I think it was a German director and everything.
Gotcha.
But it's on Netflix. And super,
it's on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. And it's super, super good, bro.
Mm.
And you'll enjoy it. You'll definitely enjoy it.
Yeah, I love war movies. They're like S tier.
10 out of 10 cinematography.
Just super good.
I'm trying to think. Oh, I seen on Instagram someone said a Naruto copy Harry Potter. Have you seen that?
They also say that Harry Potter or copied Star Wars.
How was that?
So think about it, okay. There's a chosen one.
Right.
Both in Harry Potter and Star Wars. Parents, dead.
Yeah, that was the thing with Naruto. Yeah. It's like Naruto orphan.
Parents die, yeah. Even though, like, Anakin's, technically Harry Potter saw his parents get killed.
Mm.
So, he watched his mom die.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I would have to find the video. Like,
no, but I wanted to talk about the Naruto one because, like, then, you know, Harry has the bolt, you know. And then Naruto has, like, the whisker because he's a Jinjutsuki. Like, so he has a nine tail. Have you seen Naruto? You haven't seen it?
Oh. A little bit.
It's okay.
Go deep into it, man.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I bet there's a lot of people. I know
there's a lot of people.
Yeah, but, you know, Chosen One, Orphan. Jinjutsuki, so like, you know, have like a secret power within you. What was another thing? They have the friends. So basically it was saying that Naruto had a loved one, but it like switched or something. That's kind of the same thing with Harry Potter. It's like they played with that, but it's like you know who you know they were gonna be with and stuff like that. So it's just like, damn, maybe Naruto. And I thought Naruto came out before Harry Potter, but turns out it's the opposite. Yeah, if we're basing it off the books, you know. Yeah.
And more thinking about it, I think it was a comedian that he's like Harry Potter is just Star Wars with wands or something, and he like breaks it down. It was actually really funny.
Star Wars with wands.
With wands.
Yeah.
And it breaks it down. Oh, dude, I just remember we were talking about like the whole Mr. Beast thing. I need to show you that video.
Oh yeah, show me that.
That video is creepy, dude.
Yeah,
it's wild. It's
but it's easy to see why Mr. Beast is so big. Like you say, he targets kids, and you know they're a big
boy. Well, yeah, he's just clean, bro. He's clean cut, bro. Doing good. Make sure is that everyone can watch.
Mm-hmm.
So like definitely, and he is more tailored to kids because I mean parents are gonna buy the kids merchandise.
Yeah,
all of this stuff he's coming out with.
Yeah, and his videos are targeted towards, like, brows. So, like, you know those, like, recommendations on YouTube? Like, his videos stick out because it's Mr. Beast, for one. He's a big, you know, person now. And it'll be, like, something luxury-wise, like a car or, like, I'm going through $1 million cars or something like that. Or I shoot $1 million with a tank. Like, it's always money-related. So, I'm like,
we were talking about that, how everyone starts with a lie. I dropped a katana from space, and then the video, he didn't even drop a katana from space.
No, I was exaggerating with that. I'm like, but that's the theme of his videos. It's like super clickbaity.
Yeah. No, that's what, this is crazy.
Yeah. Oh, this is it?
Yeah.
Avocado animations. So yeah. He's kind of like a Meat Canyon?
So it's kind of like that. Yeah, it's kind of like Meat Canyon. But, okay. I'm telling you, this video.
In my last video, I cured 1,000 blind people, but I now realize that was super lame, which is exactly why today I'm going to blind 1,000 people.
Wait, what?
Yeah, bro.
So, how do you feel?
For letting us on me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's one down. Only 9,999 to go.
Dude, this video is messed, bro. This video is so messed. For those that are only listening, it's like a Mr. Beast is gotten evil.
I know, because he did have controversy with that video, the blind people one. Did you hear about that?
I think vaguely.
Yeah, but yeah, they're like, why are you doing this? Using them for
just
money?
Make the best video possible.
I hunted 100 people. Would you rather eat your own dog or have sex with your dad?
Wow.
I recreated the human centipede with a bunch of YouTubers.
Ludwig? No, that's crazy.
I killed every blue whale. I overthrew the Bolivian government.
They'll get your views. They'll get your views.
Gee, that's like the whole thing is like, how far will you like go?
That's a good point.
Oh yeah, Mr. Like I know I don't think Mr. Gibbs did it.
My baby!
It's pretty crazy. I mean, they're using him. I mean, he is the biggest YouTuber.
He was just
so, like,
a child. Kid should have thought of that before crossing the circle.
Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, the circle one.
Yeah, and you crossed it.
No! Losers ought to be burned with the other bodies.
You got a problem with the rules? Take it up with the boss.
Is that like a whale?
I don't know. What is his symbol?
I guess he's supposed to be like a beast, or like some type of animal.
Come to celebrate.
Yeah. Kind of
biggest in the world.
Dude.
Jimmy, was all of this necessary? Was Carl necessary? Jimmy?
Jimmy?
Bro, this video is wild.
No one's doing it like we are, Chris. That's what's necessary.
The original content. Yeah, you gotta think about it, boy.
What?
Everyone's doing everything.
Yeah.
The only thing no one's actually doing is hunting people.
Yeah.
So Mr. Beast just went crazy, but here's why it's actually genius. Thanks to murder, Beast's channel has skyrocketed, but so have others. Dozens have already begun replicating what we've dubbed the murder formula.
I hunted every sperm whale on Earth!
So today, me and my friends recreated human centipedes too! So with everyone's quick success, what will Mr. Beast do next to keep his leg up?
Jimmy. Jimmy, what now?
Yeah, every video now are listicles. It's like, ways you can survive. Like, it's crazy.
I mean, yeah, it's tough to come up with, like, original content, I would think. I guess for most people.
Yeah. 100 men versus 100 women.
Nice.
I just became the biggest YouTuber on Earth. Now, originally, I was going to sacrifice a bunch of virgins in the name of YouTube.
A bunch of virgins in the name of YouTube.
But that wasn't good enough.
And for those that listening, you guys can always just go to YouTube enough. And watch this video with us.
Which is exactly why I bought the moon, don't ask me how, and I'm going to crash it into the Earth, killing everyone on this planet.
Yeah, he's been doing stuff like that too. He's like, I've assured the Earth, and he shows some CGI of it.
And while that happens, I'm gonna tell you about today's sponsor.
Mr. Beast just has to break, bro, and he can just end the world.
Shut it off. Now.
No.
Shut it off!
So dramatic.
Shut it off! Shut it off! Jimmy!
I can't stop it, Carl. It was the only way.
Dave.
Day. If you didn't know, this is actually a sequel.
A sequel?
They have a sequel. Oh, Mr. Beast in the Squid Games.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. But yeah.
But, man, everything in that video is accurate. You know, obviously not to the extreme. But, like, he did a video about blinding people. Or not blinding people. Curing blindness and the planet thing destroying. He CGI. I'm like, you got to pay your design team more because it's pretty... pretty realistic.
Pretty cool. Yeah. Mr. Beast destroys the world, so they just kind of like, I didn't even know he had a video like that.
Yeah. What video was it? It was like you had to beat like a bunch of traps, like laser traps, something like that. So he just
has to break, bro, and Mr. Beast could destroy the planet.
Yeah. I mean, he has the money to do some fucked up shit for sure, I'll tell you that much.
What is Mr. Beast actually like worth?
I don't know. I think he's in the billions somewhere.
He's in the billions? You think he's...
billions? I think so.
All right, let's see.
I think he's the first YouTube billionaire.
Nuts. I wouldn't be surprised at all. It says 500 million.
Oh, 500? Okay.
Still, I mean, 500 million.
It's still a lot, yeah.
So he makes like 54.3 million a year. Man. He's gonna be a billionaire, bro.
Man.
You gotta think about it. Well, he's only like 30, isn't he?
Or yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, he's been doing a lot of like, I dug myself in a hole and I survived it for 24-hour type videos too. I'm like, this is borderline.
That doesn't even like take a lot.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think this stuff is kind of, I wouldn't say easy, but like I think a person.
No, but like exactly. I'm just saying, but like you don't need a lot to do that. That's what I'm saying. You know, all you need is a camera. Dig a hole.
Oh, you're talking about for the video?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, think about how, like, simple that is, but, like, how no one else was, like, doing that.
Yeah, it was the same thing where he, like, what?
No, I just thought about it. Because now it's like, never mind. I've seen actually a lot of people bury themselves. Like, you ever hear of TGF Bros?
Yeah, TGF.
They, like, buried themselves in a double-decker bus.
Yeah, those are the same guys that did the cement thing, right?
Yeah, like, cemented his head in a microwave, bro.
Oh, my God, bro.
Dude, I used to love them, bro.
Nah, they're funny. But I would never do that. I'm sorry. Like, I feel like I would just suffocate and die. Like, that's crazy. Like, it was a problem. So, yeah, they got a lot of controversy for that, too. A lot of hate. But I'm like, it's funny.
I thought it was funny, bro. I thought it was hilarious.
Fucking cinder block. Oh my God. How do you think of that? It's like, hey, bro, I'm thinking of a cinder block on her hands.
A lot of weed.
Yeah, a lot of weed. Acid probably like fucking.
Bro, I have an idea. What? Let's cement my head in a microwave. That's the best idea I've ever heard.
I'm like, bro, just do reaction channels at that point.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. Because now you got the story. Like, dude, I once cemented my head in a microwave. Yeah, we had to call the fire department and everything.
Yeah,
man, that's a low-key flex right there, dude.
It's a weird fucking flex, huh? But even Mr. Beast, like, counted to 100,000 or something like that, that's a weird thing to do. That's what blew him up.
Wait, counting to
a... Counting, sitting down, like us recording ourselves and counting to 100,000. It's weird.
One, two...
But better than three, the center block, for sure.
Four, five...
No, please, though. Please, though. I'm already bored at five. It's crazy.
This guy's really counting right now.
Man, hey.
That's funny.
Can we watch the, like, Cat Williams, like, highlights or something? They'll be interesting.
Cat Williams?
Yeah. No, because this is like, blowing up the...
How do you spell his name?
It's K-A-T-T.
It's a double T.
Yeah, and then Williams. Yeah, this is trending right now.
This is trending?
Yeah.
What is trending anymore?
I don't know. It's everything.
Okay. Well, highlights. This is like a 2-minute highlight thing. Heck yeah.
The Chris Tucker that we got now is Epstein Island Chris Tucker.
Just straight up with
Smokey.
Epstein Island, bro.
He came with ammo.
Woo!
He called out everybody.
If I didn't know no better, I'd tell you he's the greatest. Oh, I don't care what you say.
Just a whole interview.
Like to be confident interview. And not delusional is a real skill. Most of these confident people we see is really delusional.
Well, you don't think they asked Chris Tucker to come back in the second Friday?
What? I couldn't even understand a word that man just said.
Smokey was all in Smokey. There ain't no Friday without Smokey.
We all agree to that. And there's no next Friday without Friday. And there's no Friday after next without
Friday. Nah, we talk about the role because you said that they don't.
Here's the thing. Okay. Here's the thing.
He talks about everything.
Chris was allowed to make the decision. At the time that this is happening, Cat Williams is known for smoking weed. Willie Nelson is known for smoking weed. Snoop's known for smoking weed. But none of us is really known except Willie. And I'm saying, Chris Tucker didn't want to be the poster child for smoking weed. He don't smoke weed like that.
Right.
He in the church. He Michael Jackson's best friend. Christmas.
Michael
Jackson called him Christmas. You ever met a man that gave you a little nickname like that?
No.
Me neither.
Michael Jackson gave Chris Tucker the nickname Christmas. It's like, you ever had a man call you Christmas? Christmas?
Must
like,
be the greatest.
That's weird, bro.
So man, I ain't gonna be able to get nobody back. I ain't gonna be able to get no more comedians.
They all coming.
No, they ain't.
Are you kidding?
Nah.
Hey, I promise
good thing
you.
I done got all the rest of them. I done got the ones.
I promise you, everybody trying to double back. You're gonna be having to beat them off with a stick. You won't let him. They're coming.
He basically says, you know, a lot of these people, they suck dick. They suck dick to get, you know, their parts and stuff. Like,
oh, I was hearing about you. Yeah, you were talking about this.
Yeah. Well,
like earlier. Like,
yeah, basically that people, like, sell their soul to, like, be in the industry and stuff like that.
I mean, I kind of believe that in a way. I could see it. But at the same time, like, I hope not.
I hope not, but I don't know. The world is a weird place. I'm like, you got Epstein. I'm like, man.
Yeah.
That alone.
That whole thing's crazy.
I'm like, a whole list of people. I'm like, whoa.
Bro, what's really crazy is how many, like, Stephen Hawking memes.
Yeah.
That are flooding everywhere. The man's dead. He can't even defend himself.
It's fucked up, but I'm like, he looked like he would be in some fucked up shit.
One of my boys, he told me, he's like, didn't you know Stephen Hawking's fantasy was to watch midgets solve a complex
equation?
Equation on a comically high chalkboard?
That's, wow.
I don't know if that's true. No, he just said that once, and I was just like sitting, I was like, what if?
Yeah, I feel like the smartest people are the most controversial, you know? Like, if you fucking a physics expert, next thing you know, you're a pedophile at the end of it, too. It's like, that. I'm saying, like, the most mainstream, most professional.
If you're into physics, about a pedophile.
I was just saying. I'm like, it must come with it. It's an extra bonus to it.
Because you're always just seeing threes and fours all the time.
Yeah, man. I'm glad. Because, man, Stephen Hawking, man, I'm just like, that's crazy. And then,
terrible.
Who was that? Who was one of the presidents, right? It was,
you just say Stephen Hawking was one of our presidents?
No, that's not what I said. No, I'm talking about the list.
Oh, Bill Clinton?
Yeah, Bill Clinton. Yeah. Did you see that video where somebody asked him about it and he just smiled? He's like,
bro, I've seen, like, the mirror, like, he smiles and like, that song's like the dumb.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Well, it's crazy. I believe there's a special place in hell for people.
Special place.
Bro, there's a special place in hell that mess with kids, dog.
I hope it's hella fucking furious and vicious. Yeah, that's crazy.
What's even crazier you think about it is, like, back in the Roman day, though, like, girls were ready to be married at, like, 12.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's
weird.
Insane, bro.
Yeah. It's weird. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's common sense. Like, you don't mess with kids or anything. Like, that should be, like, common standard, like, thinking.
Well, yeah. But it's, like, it's so crazy that, like, it took so long for us to evolve to the point where we are now. To where, like, you know what? There's, like, a certain development stage here.
Yeah.
Kind of weird to have a 12-year-old wife.
Yeah, I mean, they just weren't smart, you know? Like,
I mean, none of us were really smart at 12, dude.
Well, no, I mean, like, the people that you know, because people were fucking, they'll cut your skin to like cure the fucking illnesses and stuff.
Oh yeah, well yeah, there's a lot of weird witchcraft.
Yeah, so like I'm like,
so weird medicine.
Yeah, I mean obviously you had like some smart people, you had like philosophers and stuff, yeah, but I'm just saying like a lot of them did weird stuff. So you know,
yeah, that a lot of weird cultures back then.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
it would have been crazy to see though.
Yeah, I'm like, Game of Thrones isn't just weird. Like, there's some truth to it for our history, you know?
Game of Thrones is just weird. There's no truth to our history, though.
No, well, I just mean the...
Game of Thrones of dragons.
No, not the dragons, but the like, incest.
Incest?
The incest and
I
all
mean,
that shit.
Well, yeah, back in the day, there were, like, they believed in, like, pure blood or, like,
purity.
Pure bloodline or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Keeping the bloodline pure.
Yeah, yeah. But that's not to say that motherfuckers are not weird now, too. You know, there's so many
Sweet
fucking...
Home, man. Alabama.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Actually, Alabama's a cool place. I went and visited my boy. Uh-huh. He's going to the University of Alabama.
Yeah.
So I bar hopped out there. It was a cool time. People were super nice and chill, bro.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Fun time.
Yeah. But yeah, even today, it's just too many weird fuckers. So I think social media is the main culprit for that.
Bro, I think it's our phones, man.
Yeah, because you see too much weird shit. People do everything for clout, everything to be trending. I'm like, man, even the pranks, like some people are pranks don't even make sense. They're like, oh, stab somebody. Ah, that's a prank.
Like,
yeah.
I just blinded 100 people.
Right, like that's what people are like leading to, like
I mean that video is onto something.
Or man, I forgot the dude's name, but there's this dude, he would like go into like fast food restaurants and like steal food and like record himself. I'm like, how are you recording yourself doing a crime? That don't even make sense. It's like people are really dumb.
I mean, do they? Yeah.
What's up?
Do they even get like arrested for stuff like that? They're posting it. It's like, hey, check.
I think so. Yeah, there was another dude, he, like, was mad at another YouTuber, and he shot a gun in the air, and he, I think he recorded it, and he got arrested for that.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he just, hey, let me take a video of me doing this crime and post it.
Stupid, man. Or I see people, they'll get, like, the switches on, like, Glocks, and they'll just start shooting in the air. I'm like, how dumb are you?
Well, yeah, it's just, a lot of questionable things happening.
A lot of questionable things.
Well, I don't understand how you even want to be all like, I want to be trending all the time. Like, don't get me wrong, even like with this podcast, yeah, do I hope it reaches a broader audience? Do I hope it leads places? Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, like, I want to just be me, have a good time, just enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to ever have to like, I got to do this because this is what's going to get people to watch. If anything,
yeah.
I'd be cool just my like a group of 5 listeners. I just put out an episode a week for them, bro. Some 5 Swedish people or something. They're just out there.
Yeah.
Like, yo, this is for Olga.
Yeah, I think an underground path is the best. Like, doing things for the mainstream, it's just, you're going to, I was just about to say that. That's the sell, the soul fucking being took, you know, or what is it? Selling your soul. Because it's like you do everything for fame and you're not yourself, you know? You're just doing things for views, you're doing things for money, you're doing things for clout.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many people on the internet that are known for that. You know, the Island Boys. Like, there's like, man.
Bro, they make it out with each other.
Did you see that? Man.
Bro, like, that's crazy.
That's weird, bro.
That like, is just, that's so
That's
wild.
What I'm saying. The incest, bro. Game of Thrones, bro. Like, that's what I mean. I'm saying, bro, OnlyFans, hey.
That's so wild. Bro. That is what fame will do to people, though.
I'm saying, like, y'all could just stay with the shitty music, but sex with each other and all that stuff is weird, bro. Like, I don't know. OnlyFans is terrible, too. I'm like.
Twins.
They're twins. That's, oh, my God, bro.
They're twins, bro. It's like the argument. It's like if there's a clone of you, would you fuck yourself?
Fuck no.
Like, as guys, we'd all say no. Damn.
Where are you
leading
with this?
Most girls would say yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to be like, well, I you know, if it was there.
Nah, dude, I'm sucking myself off, bro. Come here, you handsome devil.
Oh, my bad. Trouble
flying.
I appreciate you,
my guy.
I appreciate you.
I'm looking but, myself dead in the eyes and like, ooh.
Bro, that would be terrible, bro. Did you?
But would it be gay? It's just yourself. It's like you jerk yourself off, dude.
You know, it's funny. Some dude was saying that, like, every man is gay. It's like you're carrying around a penis with you. You're gay. Like, I'm like,
I saw a meme the other day. It was like when you realize that you're in love with a girl, but your girl was once her dad's sperm. So you loving her makes you gay.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Oh, my God.
I was just like, damn it. They have a point.
Yeah, you got a point.
Dude, you got me in a box here, man.
I was just like, man. Yeah, but yeah, I think everybody should take a break from social media, like a detox. Because that spikes your dopamine levels, too. So.
And it sucks your soul. Do you get stuck in, like, those dead scrolls, man?
Yeah.
Like, people won't go to sleep until, like, 3 a.m. because they're just scrolling, bro.
Yeah, I would say for me, in the past, it was definitely bad. Like, I would be scrolling, like, 4 hours for past. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Dude. Just catch. I mean, that's what they're designed to do.
Yeah, no, 100%.
They're designed just to keep you just engaged.
All your recommendations, all the algorithm changing, adapt to stuff you're interested in.
Yeah, they're listening. You mention something, next thing you know, it's popping up on your phone.
Bro, all the time. Like, I'm like, man, some Chick-fil-A would sound good. Boom, Chick-fil-A ad on my phone. Yeah. Like, any products. I'm like, what the fuck?
Bro, it's crazy, man. Dude, I was hearing this crazy. So, it was a crazy conspiracy theory on, like, you know, 9-11. You know, 9-11 being inside job. Uh-huh. But it was why. It's because it was like in the 1900s, we were starting to put up a bunch of securities everywhere. But no one was for it. They're like, no, that's an invasion of our privacy. Don't do that. Nope. And they're all like blocking it. Like New York, they're trying to put like street cameras everywhere. And they're like, nope, no, you guys aren't doing that. And then 9-11 happened. And then guess what? So now everyone, yeah, put more cameras up, put everywhere. We feel unsafe.
Wow.
So there was a reason now. Okay, everyone now feels unsafe. We can put cameras everywhere. Now we're watched.
Yeah.
So, like, it was like this whole conspiracy that 9-11 was an inside job. So now that the American people would ask for protection because now we feel unsafe. We got to protect ourselves from the terrorists.
Yeah. Okay. I think there's a book that talks about that, too. I think it's 1984 or something like that. Or it's by,
I have no idea.
It's by this dude named George. But, yeah, it's supposed to be like, you know, the government and stuff places cameras and starts watching you. And then, you know, if you don't fall in line with how things are supposed to be, like, you get punished and stuff. So it's like, it's crazy.
It's wild. But, like, it was crazy. We're just going deep in on that. And, like, I was like, the only thing is, like, to believe it was an inside job, I mean, you would then, like, believe that the U.S. government is, like, that corrupt.
Yeah.
And, I mean, maybe they are.
No, 100%. Night and day.
Well, I don't know. I'd hope not because, like, I have a love for my country. I'd hope that there are good politicians in there and there are, like, people that do want the American people to thrive. But, like, it's hard because, you just see a lot of the negative. And that also comes because we're so split, man.
I just see a lot of cases where people get caught for embezzling or, you know, you know, fraud financially, you know, and I think there should be more people that run for office. I think the batch that's in now, just not.
Well, they're all and you gotta think about it, it's the people that are funding their campaigns that are really gonna like make the decisions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's the elite that are running everything.
Yeah.
I do believe that. I don't know if I believe in some Illuminati stuff. But, like, the super wealthy are the ones that are going to be running everything because, like, oh, I gave you money. So I need you to pass this when you're in office.
Yeah. And I feel like it's a lot based off, like, personality. Like, it should just be based off skills. You know, maybe somebody with military experience, maybe something like.
Now, see, that was I actually had a conversation with my dad, like, a while ago. About that, I was like, why not have, like, I said, wouldn't it be cool if the president could go to, like, he just went to war, bro. Like, if he went to war, he, like, went to the front line, like, old school George Washington.
Yeah, I'm like, that's what George did.
And, like, my dad was like, no, because then, like, we would have a military like leader. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that's like great about America. The military and the government are separate because like you don't want a dictator. That's how dictators are formed.
Yeah.
Because now you're like, you just getting all this power.
Yeah.
He went more in depth to it. I can't remember word for it. It sounded a whole lot smarter than how I'm explaining it.
Yeah.
But it was basically like that. I still think it'd be kind of cool, you know?
Yeah.
So what badass. President has got to go. He's got to roll out, dude.
Yeah. A lot of people want Jocko to run for president. You know, Jocko, retired Navy SEAL. He has a podcast.
I can't say I'm super familiar.
You know David Goggins?
Yeah, I know.
So, you know, they're both been on. Well, I don't think David has a podcast, but Jocko has been on or had David Goggins on his podcast, and he's just a badass man. You should check out this podcast.
David Goggins is just friggin'.
Nah, man, we got to do that. Who's gonna carry the boats?
I heard something.
Is that you?
I don't know. Maybe. That sounded like a charger. Oh. It died.
No.
Oh. What I was gonna say. Yeah, we gotta be like David Goggins. Just shit, run endlessly.
We got the other camera angles.
Got up and I moved that mic.
Oh well.
What do you think of David? David Goggins?
He's just crazy, bro. I don't know why you would want to live your life where you're just like, I just ran 500,000 miles barefoot. Woo! You're just like, why?
Well, I don't know if you listen to Andrew Huberman, but he said we have like a part in our brains called the AMCC. And when we do things that we don't like our willpower gets stronger. Like we have a stronger will to live and just overall willpower and discipline. Because I think you need both. I think you need discipline, and you also need like positive energy. Like you should want to do the thing.
An enjoyment of life.
Yeah. You know, I think discipline is what gets you started, and then from there, you ever sit down and read, and then you get that flow state where you're like, oh, I'm engaged with it. No, you don't get that.
See, I don't read. I should read. I'll like do audio. Like this.
No, yeah, audiobooks are nice too.
Reading was never my thing.
This is a great alternative.
I was just super dyslexic, man, as a kid. It just kind of killed reading for me.
Yeah. I mean,
I can't read, but.
No, I know what you mean. It's like at least for me, like I see all the words on the page all at once, and it's hard to like focus in, you know, like really focus on the information. But it just takes me a minute. And I got a Kindle. And that's been a game changer. There's this font. Kindle. Yeah. Kindles. Yeah, because I, you know, physical books are cool, but like I like stuff digitally.
Oh, yeah. You just have it on, it's basically like an iPad.
Yeah, and I got this font on the Kindle. It's called Open Dyslexia. And it's supposed to be a font for dyslexic people. I don't know if I'm dyslexic. I haven't been diagnosed or anything.
Been helping you.
It's been amazing. Bro, this is the most I've read books ever in my life.
I've always wanted to get into reading. It's like I should. Because I hear that it is enjoyable, especially it's like a movie for your mind.
Mm.
And also books, you tend to go deeper into the stories. Like, you know, if you read the Harry Potter books, it goes a whole lot deeper than you'll see in the movies.
Me personally, I like nonfiction, you know? I feel like, I mean, it's subjective, but, you know, a lot of books I read, I feel like it changes.
What are you reading?
What am I reading? So, I read the book Outlive, one of my favorite books of all time.
What's it about?
So, it's from this Dr. Pedia Tia. He has this podcast called The Drive. It's like a medical degree in podcast form. He talks about everything. Heart disease, cancer, the longevity supplements like metformin. Like berberine, all those different things. But the book is about the four horsemen of death, which is heart disease, which is the number one killer in the entire world. Cancer, the second. Then it's diabetes and Alzheimer's and stuff. And basically he goes in depth about each one. And he calls it there's medicine 1.0, medicine 2.0, and medicine 3.0. And basically medicine 3.0 is like a more of a like you exercising, getting your zone 2 VO2 max work and weight training and getting a DEXA scan. So you know what zone 2 is?
I do not.
So zone 2 is like, let's say you're running. It's where you can still hold a conversation with somebody or nasal breathe. And the gist of zone 2, it helps against chronic diseases and stuff. And if you go past that, you're I think you're burning more glucose or something. Don't quote me on this. I'm not a health expert, but like you're basically, once you get out of a higher zone, you're not working the same thing as zone 2, basically.
Okay.
Yeah. But you also want VO2 max where you're going like on a full sprint, like hit, you know what hit is, right?
Yeah.
And that's supposed to help your cardiovascular health, like your heart health and stuff. And it's associated with longevity, the amount of time you live. So, and then weight training. So, and this is a big one for like women and stuff, because, you know, women don't like the weight. They're like, I don't want to look like a man and all that stuff. But yeah, as you age, you lose muscle mass. You know what I mean? And if you don't offset that with weight training, you would never get that muscle mass ever again. So sarcopenia is a major thing that affect the elderly, you know. Women live longer than men, but they typically live long in frailty. So that's the whole point of weight training, is to combat frailty. You know, if you, you know, people fall and then they're in a wheelchair the rest of their life, you know, so.
Yeah, like break their hips. And stuff.
So, yeah, I would say S tier, but, you know, the 4-hour. Okay,
physically fit.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's important for your health. Like, I agree. I don't think about it as like, oh, I get some abs and stuff like that. I think about it for health, you know?
Yeah, no, it is good. It is good for you. I should be more physically fit. I was hitting in pretty good stride with it, and then the whole Christmas season came, and it kind of went away.
Yeah,
but I don't know. Fitness. I see the benefits, and it does make you feel good. I don't know. I'll just be like get zoned in on something else. Mm-hmm. I'll just be like, I don't really want to do this right now.
Well, it's something I would do just right away. You know, I'm not perfect either. I got my days, but I try to schedule weight training every day of the week.
Yeah.
Your different body parts. You'll do chest one day, biceps one day, legs one day. And I just do like shit. I try to go to failure, but if anything, I just like 4 sets of 4 at a weight where I know I can fatigue my muscles. Yeah. That's it.
Hell yeah, man.
And
I mean, that's more than a lot of people are doing. Or I don't know right now, dude. New Year's just happened. So
yeah, we got to lock in, you know?
Everyone's like, New Year, new me.
Yeah.
I'm going to the gym.
Yeah, I think exercise should be like brushing your teeth. It's just like a part of your routine. And there's like, you can like, there was a study that showed that like if you exercise, you can like read books better, like focus more on work.
Yeah, it's like your brain starts functioning better.
Yeah, like people say, like exercise is over nutrition. You know, a lot of people are all like vegan, carnivore.
Oh yeah, how your body looks is like a lot in how you eat.
Well, for the health benefits, yeah. You know. Yeah. So, yeah, and man, do you know are you into like the whole like nutrition debates and stuff like that? But it's interesting. People are like vegan.
I can't say I have much of a weight. I just kind of eat what I eat.
I just eat what I eat. You know?
I just eat what I eat.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't think that should be like controversial about what we eat. I'm like,
I won't lie though, because it's probably everything has like pesticides and all.
Yeah, so
unless you're out there hunting for your own food,
yeah,
like that's
no 100%
is the way to eat.
100%. Yeah, because the main issue, like this should not be debatable at all, is processed foods. Stay away from processed foods if you can.
Well, what's crazy is like the ingredients that are like allowed in the U.S.
Yeah, in the
like
U.K.
and
in the
everywhere else.
That's crazy to me. That is crazy to me. You know, I think the FDA is probably fucking corrupt in some aspect too.
Probably, yeah. Probably get paid under the table. Like, hey, let this go through, and they're like, all right.
Someone said the FDA is just a DA, just a drug administration.
Yeah, you think the DEA is just, like, super corrupt, too, and just letting everything come in?
Well, because they say they put more emphasis on medicine, like, sell you pills and stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, America is literally just consume.
Yeah, consumerism.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. That's, like, a whole rabbit hole right there.
Yeah. I mean, I think about it like budgeting and stuff. Because with budgeting, you realize, okay, I'm spending too much on stuff. I got too many inputs. And that's the problem. It's like, there's too many inputs. The more inputs you put, like you get a subscription, and you're like, oh man, what subscription that I had? Like you forget about it because you got to go on the website. You got to make sure you pay the bills. Or like some people don't, like I put all my bills in a calendar, like all my fixed expenses. But a lot of people, they'll forget what they paid for, and then it just becomes chaos for them. So I think that relates to that. It's like lower the inputs in your life, and you will be, you know, better off.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, in the world around us, everything is pushing. You just talk about something, boom, ads are on your phone. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Culture is pushed to like buy.
That's what
buy,
I'm saying. The detox with the phone. You know, I deleted Snapchat. I deleted Facebook. And it's been like that for a year. I think it's least a year.
I support that.
Yeah, and then there's this app called Opal, and it blocks the apps. Like you can put like whatever apps, and it'll block it.
Oh, like ad blockers and stuff like that.
Well, not ad blocker, but it blocks the apps. Like
you can't download it.
You can't go on the app. Like you can't go on Instagram and scroll. It'll just be like, hey, go do something better with your life.
That's actually pretty lit.
Yeah. Yeah, we could talk about apps because I think Opal is a game changer for me. Like sometimes even like at work, like I'll put on Opal because sometimes like I'll get distracted. I'll get a text message and I get distracted and go on Instagram for like a couple minutes. But then I'm like, oh, shit. So, yeah, Opal is really good for like, you know, if you're not good at deleting all your apps, just get Opal and then block all your apps.
Yeah, dude, all those apps just suck you in. They're just time killers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All we got in life is time.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's another, you know, too many inputs. Like, we were always, oh, let me get this app. Then you get hundreds of apps, and, you know.
Yeah, well, we wonder why we're, like, in this culture of, I have anxiety and all this. Because, everyone's chasing now this perfection or what the cool thing is to do. Mm. And especially now we're in a culture where it's like, yeah, get your money. Mm. Like, grind for it. Get this, like, incredible dream. Like, this is going to fill your happiness.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. Everyone just gets on this grind.
Yeah.
And then you grind it out, and then you're just like, what? Like, this was my whole life. Like, yeah. You weren't even happy. You didn't actually chase, like, a passion. Unless that is, yo, if the grind is your passion, mm-hmm. and you're like, I'm so happy, and I'm loving this, then heck yeah.
And yeah, everybody needs to go monk mode. You ever heard of that?
Monk mode?
Yeah, where you throw away your phone, bro. You get rid of the porn in your life, you just go focus on my life, focus on my career, focus on meditating,
crazy is how much, like, the porn industry has, like, really grown.
Yeah,
I mean, you gotta see it like that. I mean, that's a lot. I'm not saying there are plenty of female content creators out there that aren't doing where it's just like all they do is just make sure they're posting the tits and stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, then you also have those guys that just hit the gym. All they're trying to do is thirst trap too.
Yeah, it's bad. Like, you know, everybody's Instagram is just all the physiques and vacations and stuff. Like, that's not realistic. You know,
I mean, it is for them, man. They living it up. That's the thing is,
I would say some of them, but not all of them.
Well, it's just, they also say, like, there's a huge thing of just depression that comes along with just all that lifestyle.
Yeah.
And then you never really know who's my real friends. Are they just like, here for clout?
I don't like to go party or nothing. Like, I like a low-key lifestyle, like, you know?
Yeah.
At least me. I don't know.
I'd say never go into that stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. I had bad experiences being at a party, so I just stay away from it. I just hang out with my girlfriend.
Really, it just all starts taking a toll on you. I mean, I used to go extremely hard. I don't know. Yeah, it takes a toll on you. I'd say if you surround yourself with the right people, then I'd be able to party with them all the time. We could go to huge parties, but if you have, like, the right group, dude, you're chilling. Right?
Yeah, your environment plays a big factor. Like, obviously, you have a group of friends that, they're not going to cause a scene. But I remember...
Also, if you were worth millions of dollars from social media and stuff, bro, just out there, bro, just living.
I feel like it's hard to have friends when you're rich because people look at you like a, you know, like a token or something. Like,
That'd be the hard thing. That's one thing I always wonder. It's like, man, dude, if I won like the lottery and I'm just like, oh, now I got like $1 billion. It's just like, would family members switch up? Would they be like, here's all they want and stuff? Would friends be like different?
Yeah, 100%. I think money, like, it, sometimes it switches people's mindsets. I mean, it depends, like, how good are you with your family? But, you know, I wouldn't assume, like, my mom and dad and girlfriends. Like, cousins.
Aunts and uncles. You never,
you never know.
You wonder if that would, like...
You're like, hey.
I don't know. Or, like, hey, you wonder if you could, like, you know, just pay off my house.
Yeah, my dog died, like, you know, like...
And, like, the thing is, I totally would, though. I'm,
yeah,
like... I got $1 billion, I got you, but... I'd be like, oh, man, everyone just gonna look at me like this now?
You know, I think about this a lot, you know. I would try to focus on the business first before I help out anything. Like, I would act like I don't have the money, focus on... Because, you know, once you have money, like, you can lose that money at any time. You can just start splurging on stuff. Yeah. So I would try to establish...
It's pretty hard to lose $1 billion, though.
Well, you never... Bro... Have you seen people on the internet that lose money that from winning the lottery?
I mean, I guess if you, yeah, you buy like
a
$50 million yacht.
Because, like, it's one thing to have money, but it's another thing to keep money and expand
money.
So, like, I would franchise a business, you know, franchise a Dutch Bros, franchise McDonald's, like, you know, to establish something, you know?
Or yeah, that would be the smart play.
Or to start a podcast, you know? I would just try to keep the money low key, and I'll probably have an accountant too. You
and
know?
Then I don't know, you just pull up in a brand new McLaren.
No.
Hey guys.
No,
so, but anybody can pull up and you're like, yeah, my business is just doing really good.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't go too luxury. I would just scale it back. You know, maybe like
I would buy an island.
You'll buy it. No, hey,
like
Epstein.
A private island.
Hey, Epstein.
Whoa.
Why you need an island for it?
Whoa.
You could just get a
because I'd be away from everyone else. I'd be like, this is my island, bro. And then I was like, I would hire a bunch of, you know, like Downton Abbey maids, bro. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would be dope.
Exactly, bro. You just hunt on an island, bro. You have like your maids and stuff. You would have their like super nice quarters. Like they'd be living it up, bro.
Yeah.
And,
Go ahead.
I don't know. No, and then I'd run the podcast. It'd be the Floating Island Podcast. I just
Floating Island Podcast?
Well, yeah. This is called.
No. I'm saying that would be dope with the because concept of having
flying,
island.
Flying, just flying people on a helicopter. Like, yeah. They just come land, do an episode.
Yeah, you would be in controversy.
Well, that's when I buy a nice yacht. It'd be like a cool charter. Like, they come on, like, all the guests and be like, hey, you guys are going to kick it for a week on the island.
Yeah, like, you're going to have paparazzi. Like, what is he doing in this island? You
know? Yeah. Well, no, dude, I'd be like, yo, I'd have, like, MTV come
hit
my crew.
That would be dope. Just record the whole thing.
Is this show even a thing anymore, bro?
I'm
MTV a thing?
I think they're a thing. They had like Catfish and stuff, but they definitely fell off.
I don't watch like cable and like
me either.
So long.
Me either. I'm YouTube and like
and just streaming
somehow getting some movies, you know?
Isn't that crazy how just how streaming networks just kind of like
took over?
Yeah, out of nowhere. Now no one really watches cable. I mean, for, like, football games and stuff like that, you have the cable box.
I always, since a child, felt like cable was a scam. Just, I'm like, the amount of money you pay for channels you don't even want to watch is crazy. Like, streaming is, like, you know, they're getting bad, too. But, like, it was, like, $9.99 a month.
What do you think streaming's getting bad?
Well, Netflix cracked down on the passwords. And, you know, like, you got to have, like, the family.
Oh, yeah, you're like, they're like, you have four accounts.
Yeah, and then they're increasing the prices, and then sometimes I feel like the shows on there are not as good.
Yeah. Netflix, I mean, they have hit or misses.
Yeah.
I don't find myself on Netflix that often.
Mm-hmm.
I'll find myself on, like, Max and, like...
Hulu every once in a while.
I like Hulu.
Even, like, Paramount Plus. But right now I've been watching all the original Star Trek movies. I've never watched the OG ones, so I'm on like the last one, like Star Trek Nemesis, the one that was made in like 2002.
Yeah,
last like original movies.
Yeah,
but dude, I'm going through them. I'm loving them, dude. I absolutely loved them.
Yeah, I think the best shows stand the test of time. Like you don't even look at the quality and judge it. You're just like, man, this.
Yeah, I'm thinking I might have to watch the show now because it was a show before they became movies.
Mm.
And I mean, dude, they were so cheesy in acting, though. It was so great. They got better. They get better, but dude, like the first one that was made in like 1979.
Damn, it's crazy.
And it was
I wasn't even born. That's crazy.
Yeah, dude, that's a minute ago.
It's crazy.
My parents were born in like 1971. It was like the year the Beatles broke up. That's how I can remember it. Tragedy.
Yeah, but then you got HBO that they're now called just Max.
Yeah, that's Max.
Yeah, is that because
that's what I'm watching it on? All Star Trek movies. Yeah,
Is that because they bought out Discovery or something like that? I think they like...
I think they all just take turns in contracting these movies. Because you'll like... Because like Netflix has Band of Brothers right now, and that's an HBO series. Oh, I think they just like contract them out, but like, oh, we'll allow you to have them on your service for $25,000 a month.
Yeah, I like HBO. I think they got good documentaries.
Dude, they make epic shows. I mean, that's Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Dude, you watch House of Dragons?
Yeah.
I'm so
mad at the dark scene though, where it was like pitch fucking black. I'm like, bro, increase the exposure on this motherfucker.
Get some torches in there, man. What are you doing?
Yeah, and I was like, I know the incest is a part of the story, but it was very strong in that one. It was very strong.
I know, dude. I mean, maybe just the guy behind it. He just has a kind of a kink, man.
Yeah.
I mean, well. There was like that Nickelodeon producer. He got a bunch of heat. Apparently, he had like a thing with feet.
Yes,
something like that. And like he always did stuff with like feet in the episode.
Yeah, the whole iCarly thing too.
That's
why I think Jeanette McCurdy made her book. That's a crazy title. That's clickbait. That's a hook right there. What's it called?
Like, I don't care that my mom died.
Yeah, I don't care that my mom died. I'm like, holy shit. But it makes sense. Like, her mom was a fucking evil demon.
Wow, like, for real?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't really like big. See, that's one thing I kind of think about. It's like, as a podcast host, I should look more into like a lot of stuff. But then again, there's so much stuff in the world.
Yeah.
And like, do I really want to spend my time watching like what's big in Hollywood?
Yeah.
Like, what are these actors saying? I mean, it's probably the experiences they're going through is crazy, but like, I don't even know why you'd want to be in that experience in the like or experience it in the first place.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. As soon as if I was like some actor and I auditioned and I went in and they're like, oh, you're gonna get the role. And you're like, oh, it's gonna be big. Yeah, you just gotta suck my dick first. And I'd be like, all right, dude, I don't think acting's for me.
Nah, I was like, I'm okay.
I don't think acting's for me.
But that's what Cat Williams was trying to say. He's like, you know, they try to put me in a dress and like in a bunch of his movies. And he said all the other comedians, they went and played a character in a dress to play a girl.
I've heard this dress theory, even like in the music industry.
Yeah.
Talking about like you have to appear like in a picture wearing a dress.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I'm not doing it.
And that's like, that's how you show that you sold your soul or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
I don't know. I don't know like the Illuminati or anything like that, but I wouldn't want to do that. Like, I'm not a good dress wearing character, nor would I want to play that, you know? So I'm like, for someone to bring you a script and that be the first thing, I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. I don't know.
And he talks about
Epstein. I could see wearing a dress like in a comedic like movie role though. I could see that being funny. Then I would probably do it.
Well,
you gotta wear this dress because you sold your soul.
In this situation, they were in comedic roles. I would say.
See, like that, I don't know if I would read too deep into that.
Yeah, but
it's like behind the scenes, he's like, no, it's like they're doing this because.
But the point was like, it's a lot of weird stuff because it's not like one actor. There's like six actors that played this type of role where like they're like a grandmother or something or like something like that.
Oh yeah,
and it's just like why? It's like, you know, why you gotta
Robin Williams and like Mrs. Doubtfire or something like that.
Yeah, but it's like why, you know, or like Big Mama's House. Like why?
Yeah,
you could just play a cop. You could play whatever role, you know. Like, I don't know, but
well, I don't know. I think that could be like comedic. Like, I'm gonna play a grandma. What are you doing here? Like, you gotta think about it when you're just high as hell. Yeah. You're like, what's my next role, bro? I'm gonna play a grandma.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's subjective. But I don't know. I think you could be comedic with being yourself too, or even like the Trailer Park Boys. I think that's a great fucking show.
I've seen bits and parts of that. That show is just like, I don't even know, dude. I don't even know. That show is so just wild and just crazy, bro. You like, it doesn't even seem like they put much like effort into it. It's just like, hey guys,
I like them
do crazy stuff.
It's like real raw. Like, I know
exactly. Is it like improv a lot of the time, or I wonder if they really are following scripts.
I think yeah, some stuff is improv. And man, I know this person that looks exactly like Bubbles. It's so funny. Oh my god.
Bubbles. Bro, dude, I always think it's funny that one guy is always drinking and he like keeps the breathalyzer on him so he can make sure he's always at the perfect buzz. He's like, whoop, time for a little drinky poo.
Yeah, that show's Esther too.
That show is just AIDS.
What do you think of like those like funny comedy, like Family Guy. Like,
I think Family Guy's funny.
Yeah, Family Guy's funny too.
I don't really watch like South Park. I've seen plenty of episodes.
I think South Park's pretty funny.
Yeah, dude, it's funny. I've never caught myself just watching it.
Yeah.
Even
Simpsons, I would say that's part of that.
I never really watched the Simpsons much. I've seen like the Simpsons movies.
Yeah, I would say it's a little on the lower side compared to like Family Guy and South Park. But I would say there.
That show has been running forever.
Forever. Man.
Calling out the future.
Yeah, man. Calling out the future. Yeah. I mean, yeah, they have though. Like like you watch a whole bunch of videos. Some people do reach. Like, I'm not gonna lie, there's some people reaching them, but. But yeah, there's a lot of accuracy to that. Like what was the one?
Trump becoming president.
Yeah, Trump becoming president.
I'm blanking on the other one.
I'm struggling. But yeah, they did a good job with that. I don't know if that was purposeful. I doubt it. But
That's just all the conspiracy theories is like from like the future.
Yeah. I think we just like building conspiracies and like
I think so too.
It's just negative connotations to everything.
Because like, they're fun.
Even SpongeBob, like I don't know if you've seen it. Like they were saying there was some episode and it's supposed to be like that's supposed to be like the real SpongeBob and everything else is a simulation type of thing. What? Like yeah, it was the one episode. It was like it's like a whole bunch of like futuristic stuff.
Oh, the future.
Yeah. Yeah, so people come up with different conspiracies for it, but it's a fucking cartoon.
People just get bored.
Yeah, they get bored.
They
need to make content.
Smoke a little too much, and then it's like, you know, I bet the world's run by lizards.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the lizards, they look like us.
Yeah.
But they're lizard people.
Yes. Yeah. Man, it sucks. I feel like no show can produce absolute fire content after a while. Like even SpongeBob, I feel like that shit fell off at the fourth season.
Well,
what do you think?
I don't know. I feel like, I mean, SpongeBob was lit, yeah, when I was a kid. I feel like today's SpongeBob, I don't even know if I've really seen it.
That's what I'm saying. It's forgettable. And it,
it's also just like, I don't know. I never found SpongeBob like, I found it mind numbing. Like it was a mind numbing show. You watched it just to be like dumb entertained. And you're just like, what is happening?
Yeah. I was gonna say I feel like it failed off because like the animation team it wasn't the same. Like the animation looked different. They kept fucking with Squidward. Like I don't know if you ever noticed this, but back in the earlier seasons, like fucking with Squidward made sense. Like he did something fucked up, you know. But the later season, it was just like SpongeBob just being an annoying fucking
person. Yeah, for real, Squidward's just trying to live his life, man.
Yeah,
I feel like
I related to Squidward, and the motherfucker's fucking with him.
He was the one. And you're like, man, I'm a Squidward.
Yeah. Just hating on people. Oh, and somebody said the random characters, the random fishes, those are supposed to be adults because they're always just shitting on all the characters. Like, are you blowing in from Stupid Town? You know, what was it?
Blowing in from Stupid Town?
Or with Sandy, he's like, let's speak her language. Duh.
That was like, all them. That was like SpongeBob.
That wasn't SpongeBob.
That was like from Texas. Stupid.
Yeah, so that too. But there was a part where they were in a grocery store and it was just three random people. And they did that to her.
Oh, no, it's because SpongeBob started the joke, squirrels are stupid.
Yeah, no, he started the whole controversy.
Yeah.
But that's funny because I feel like that relates to now.
I was more into like Avatar The Last Airbender.
No, that's S tier, bro. One of my favorite shows for sure.
S tier?
S tier. What am I? Is that what you're saying? S tier. Well, because everybody, all the YouTube channels, they do the tier list and stuff. And then that's like a trend. S tier. Yeah, well, S tier is
top tier.
Yeah, S tier is supposed to be the top. And I think like anime and stuff is like, or video games would be like S tier ranking. And then you got A, then B, C, D.
Huh.
F.
S tier. But yes, it's an S tier show. Dude, I got a Fire Nation tattoo, bro.
You got a Fire Nation?
Dude, it's on my side, bro. Right there.
Wow, Fire Nation.
I love that show, dude. Bro. I was so hyped. They're coming out with a live action.
They'll be on interesting.
Netflix.
I seen the trailer. So. They better make this shit fire because the I think it was Nickelodeon that made the movie.
You know what I'm talking about? I don't remember who was behind that, who was the director, but it sucked.
Horrible.
I almost walked out, dude. I saw it in theaters and everything, dude. I was hyped.
Horrible. So
terrible. That was awful.
One thing I hate with movies.
It's almost enjoyable to watch.
It's funny. Yeah, that's honestly becoming a thing too. Like making, like, it's like, where do you rank how bad this show is, you know?
And then they become like cult movies.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's so great because of how bad it is.
Yeah. There's a video game that's like that too. I'll get into that. But with The Last Airbender, the shitty one, I feel like they kept saying the plot in the movie. That makes no sense. You don't say the plot in the movie, you just let it happen. You let your storytelling like show the story. But they were like, oh, like he's the avatar, he's the last airbender. Like they just kept describing too many different things. It doesn't make sense.
And also I hated that like they made like the firebenders have to pull fire from like a like
oh
fire
yeah pit
so and stuff yeah. like that, dude.
Yeah, the earthbending. Like, no. Oh god.
They changed so many.
Yeah. So that
the casting was not
the I would best. Say based off the live action trailer, they did a phenomenal job with like the firebending, the all that stuff.
It looked cool. It was a trash movie. I rewatched it like a while ago just off of remembrance of how bad it was. I was like, dude, yeah. I remember watching and just cringing throughout it. But like I enjoyed it because I was like, this is so terrible.
Yeah.
Bro. Yeah.
That was
I'm excited terrible. Though. I'm excited for them to actually to make it again.
And yeah.
This time we get something that's worth it.
So I'm skeptical. Because all the live actions, like live action Death Note, live action.
That was interesting. I watched that one.
Yeah, I don't know. They just don't hit the same.
The One like, Piece was pretty cool.
It was good?
Yeah.
I haven't watched that.
I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, I haven't really watched much of the One Piece anime.
Oh, no, don't say that. You get canceled by the anime people for that.
I know. Look, the live action's pretty good. But, hey, I watched that. I saw it. And I was like, you know what? I'll watch this.
From so many people, people are like, watch One Piece. I'm like, bro, you know how many seasons?
Yeah.
You know how many seasons in One Piece? I will have to get rid of my life.
1,200 episodes.
Bro, I had a computer programming teacher who downloaded every single episode. That shit was terabytes of space. I'm not doing that at all.
I got to like episode 40.
Episode 40? Yeah.
Yeah, I started it. Like, maybe I'll pick it up again. It's just like, I don't know. Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot. I can't do that. Give me 3 seasons. We good.
I watched like Full Metal Alchemist was fire.
Yeah,
I watched both of those. Brotherhood and
yeah,
Attack on Titan, Battleship Yamato. That was fire.
Yeah, man, I love anime. The story is like they don't hold it. Ones. They don't hold any punches.
Attack on Titan.
Oh my god, bro.
Did they come out with the second part of last season already?
Oh, the second part?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I'm going to have to check that out later.
To be honest, I was caught up. I haven't seen the last one, but I watched like the first two.
Pretty wild, man.
Yeah.
It's going off, man. It's going off pretty wild.
Yeah, but it's an amazing show, though. Like,
I feel like it took a weird turn.
It did?
Yeah, a little bit of a weird turn, but like, then again, I don't know.
I don't know.
For it all. It's cool. I enjoy it.
It's like people come out with an amazing season one, and then it's like, you know, it can still be good, but it's like, it's not the same as season one.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's always about it. Nothing's ever good as its first season.
Yeah.
Except Avatar The Last Airbender was heat throughout.
Heat?
Oh. It actually got, like, I got better.
So, can we talk about that? I feel like it was good top to bottom. There was no part of that, no episode that I feel like was unneeded, you know, just filler.
100%.
Every episode was a banger, and just the transition with Zuko. Zuko's story alone,
bro. I think he's one of like he has one of the best character arcs out of like
any
show.
And then his uncle is like, "What is your destiny?" Like he's like, "Why don't?" Gross. And then Zuko's like, "I don't feel happy." Like,
it's just like, dude, it's just his internal battle.
His internal battle. Yeah.
If anyone hasn't got through that.
Yeah.
That
ending. Ending amazing. Like, and that's another thing.
Did you ever watch Legend of Korra?
It was okay. It was okay.
I thought it was pretty good.
I feel like the relationship stuff was weird. But I would say the story was good. I liked the scene.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed more seeing what, like, it was like, oh, this is kind of cool. It's the world after Aang.
Yeah, it was like weird seeing Aang. Like, he looked up like, you went from a child to looking like a whole different person.
Goatee and everything.
But it was cool seeing Toph.
Yeah. So cranky as always.
Yeah. So I thought it was decent. I give it a 7.5, something like that.
I could probably get behind that.
Yeah,
but it wasn't like incredible. I actually, out of that show, I thought the last season was the best.
Yeah, the last season was the best, yeah. And I would say the original one, shit, 10 out of 10. No questions asked.
Yeah. And then other shows, like, back in the day that were just heat. I also feel like the quality of shows have gone down just to mind-dumbing. It's just like, what can we do that's just wild and weird?
Yeah, wild and weird.
Like, gives people, because, like, during mine, we had, like, what, Drake and Josh. Man. Joey 101, Danny Phantom. Fairly Odd Parents.
Fairly Odd Parents. We had Ned's The Classified. Do you ever watch
that? Yeah, dude, Ned's The Classified was heat,
bro.
So good. So good.
Let's see. I liked
That's So Raven.
That's Kim a Raven.
Possible.
Kim Possible. I liked it a lot of Cartoon Network at the time. I liked Ed, Edd n Eddy, Courage the Cowardly Dog.
They had the best, like, Batmans, too.
Yeah,
like,
the best. Morning. Yeah, the animated series and stuff like that.
Dude, in that night, it was like Robot Chicken.
Yeah, that show was weird, crazy,
stuff, bro.
Yeah. Robot Chicken.
You got to look at movies too. We were kind of talking about that earlier, where it's just like, I saw like that interview with George Lucas where he's just talking about like there used to be a time like all these studios were owned by people that wanted to make the best movies possible.
Yeah, now it's just like propaganda and like.
Well, yeah, it's hey, let's get a bunch of people together. Hey, what would you guys see? More explosions? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
We'll do that. Or remakes. A lot of remakes have been coming out all the time.
Bro, that Matrix shit, I still think about that. That shit, I'm like, why did y'all make this? It was less cast members. The story didn't make sense. It was a complete flop. Complete fraud. Like, and I like, what's his name? The dude,
Keanu Reeves.
For some reason, I couldn't blank his name. Keanu Reeves. I like Keanu Reeves. You know, I think John Wick was pretty shit.
Top tier actor.
Top tier, yeah. I think John Wick was fucking amazing. Yeah, hey, don't fuck
John Wick's movies. Ooh.
Yeah, I'm like, don't fuck a person's dog, bro.
He killed three guys in a bar with a pencil. Fucking pencil.
Yeah. That's like a badass like James Bond movie. Like I would say it's like a updated. Well, I wouldn't say updated, but yeah.
The James Bond movies were awesome.
Yeah. Even the last one with what's his name was pretty good.
Yeah. I want to say it was like Daniel. Is it Daniel Craig or something?
Yeah, Daniel Craig. Daniel something. Yeah.
Something like that. But yeah, dude, he was a heat James Bond.
Yeah, he was.
He was 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10 for sure.
All the way up, dude. The last James Bond that came out like a couple of years ago, dude. That was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
It hit me, bro.
Yeah,
it hit me. I won't lie, I might have shit on.
Yeah, I'm giving more props to people that make a movie after a while and it be good, or even like the Final Edition. Like,
oh yeah,
you know.
Well, I do believe, I mean, there are people in the industry that are like, I want to bring the best possible
movie. Yeah.
I mean, you look at like Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
He makes movies just for himself. He's just like, I'm having a good time. And that's what, like, look at all his movies.
Or even Top Gun was pretty good.
Yeah. Well, exactly. You can really tell there's like passion behind
it. Yeah, you could tell. Yeah.
You get it from it. It's just like
with
songwriting and like musicians, like you can tell if there's like an emotion behind it.
Yeah.
Or like, hey, oh, this guy really like wrote this. He really poured himself into it. These filmmakers, these actors really poured their like performances and they did their job right.
Yeah. And I would say that's something I like about this era right now is like we're truth seekers. Like every movie.
Are we though?
Well, in a sense of like, we'll give you the feedback. You know, I would say back in the day, it was like.
Well, some people will. I wouldn't say that. I'm going to push on you on that one because I would say that people are giving feedback, just not even like a good movie comes out and people are like, yo, shit, it's terrible. It's just, people like to be trolls.
Yeah.
People like to be critics, bro. I mean, half of social media, I mean, You gotta think about, look at people's comments. And
yeah.
Like, you just go through the comments, just, half of them are just negative.
Negative
haters. Not even,
so
be haters.
So it's a balance to that. So it's like, feedback is always good. The best companies, the best, any people, they give, like, they're okay with constructive feedback, you know what I mean? But the problem is where people are negative just for the sake. They're like, you're fucking, I hope you die for no reason. It's like,
yeah, exactly.
What do I do with that? That's not, that holds no.
Don't read your comments.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
You know, but if you're like, hey, can you add some B-roll to the videos? You know, like, it just kind of bland. Like, I'll be okay with that, you know? So I would say it's a balance.
I just think our culture has become very, very toxic.
Yeah, 100%.
It's just toxic. And I mean, I don't know. I almost wish the hippie movement would come back or something.
The hippie
That'd be kind of cool, man. Like,
yeah.
I mean, some come together stuff, dog.
Yeah. No, 100%. That, yeah. But that's why I like podcasts, because conversations and, you know, laying it all out there. You know what I mean?
Well, it's just talking. And interesting, because no matter what, you're speaking from your perspective of how you see the world.
Yeah.
Like, on anything we talk about, other people could listen to this and be like, I don't understand that at all. Yeah. Because you see from a whole different perspective.
Yeah, and I'm always willing to learn, you know? So, I think...
That's where I go. I wish I was, like, way more knowledgeable. And it's just like, maybe I should take them, like, a year before starting a podcast and just read books. But then I thought about it. I was like, we're all making it up as we go.
Yeah, we're freestyling. And for you, I would just say you could just outline the podcast. Just, like, just stay on track with, like, whatever you want to talk about.
I thought about doing the whole note thing. It's like, oh, we could go into this and we could go into that. But then, like, even when I did that, we just trailed off rabbit hole after rabbit hole. Yeah, it's because, like, you just start talking and then you bring something up and then you go
get all these associations and stuff. Yeah. I mean, it's a balance. I would say, like, it's a teeter-totter. So, like, you know, outline and then, like, if you freestyle, that's okay. But as long as you have a flow and a point to the video. You know, every video has a point to it, you know? So it's like...
That's true. I mean, the point of this podcast is just, like, we were talking about, just conversations. Yeah. It's like, hey, sit down, talk, have a good time. And you can just talk about whatever you want. This is, like, just one of those free spaces, dude.
Yeah,
free space. If you're like, bro... Screw the U.S. government. Like, start a riot, bro. I'm like, hey, this is a free space to do it.
Yeah.
Get raided by the FBI.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, but that's true, though. Like, this is a, you know, this is a blessing because, you know, you got the cancel culture that just trying to just shut everybody up and everything, so.
Yeah. They're, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's gnarly that, why care? Like, if you don't like it, then don't watch it. Have it in your life. You can do that. That's crazy about this phone. You can turn it off.
Yeah.
And you can swipe it away. You don't have to engage with it. Like, yeah.
100%.
Like, wow. That must add just a level of hate, a level of just like ickiness to your life.
Yeah. Or even like, let's say you have somebody you disagree with, right? That forms your arguments better. Like, no, I don't agree with that. You know, like you establish your arguments much better if you dislike somebody. You know what I mean?
Even just not saying anything. Like you're like, I don't agree with that. And like understanding that you being a comment in a comment section is probably not gonna do anything.
Oh yeah, the comment
section. It's not gonna do anything. So just I'd be like, keep your opinion to yourself in that case. Unless you're like face to face with the person.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh wait, no, I don't agree with that. Yeah. This is why. Because we're having a conversation.
Yeah.
You're not having a conversation when you're just leaving these nasty posts.
Yeah, comments. See, yeah, you're right in that sense. Because, man, people would just be chilling with their dog. They would just, like, play with the dog. It's like, you're hurting the dog. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, and that's another thing. You're never going to truly know what's going on behind the cameras. Like, you're just seeing what the person's posting. Like, I don't know, just see it. If you don't like it, scroll up. If you like it, leave a little heart. Like, I don't know. Other than that, dude, why fill your life with more anxiety and hate and more just dislike?
Yeah.
Because then you just become more of a cruddy person overall.
Yeah, 100%. And then I really want to believe that the people that's commenting these negative things, they're not like that in real life. I hope not. I doubt it.
I mean, they might not be. It's just like that's how they're getting their hate for their life out or something.
Yeah, you know.
I don't know.
Like, maybe that's, like, they're high. They're just like, man, I got to leave a negative comment, you know?
And if that is, man, what a just cruddy high, bro. Like, I don't know. Like, that makes no sense to me just to put hate out into the world. It's so weird because everyone's, like, all this, like, hate. And then they see, like, a positive video and stuff like that. And they'd be like, oh, more people should be like this.
Yeah.
And it's, like, at the same time, like, but look at you. Look what you're, like, leaving.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, no one makes sense to me, dude. Sometimes I just feel crazy, bro. Like, dude, I don't understand people anymore.
That goes back to the detox, because, man, I'm like, social media, you were just like, why? You get irritated sometimes. You're like, man, why would you say this? Or why would you post this? Or why would you comment that? And it's just better to just go offline. You know, your life is more important than what you see on social media.
Yeah. So. I mean, I do enjoy seeing crazy stuff on the internet.
Don't yeah, it's wrong. Entertaining. I think there's some human biology that makes us attracted to negative stuff. It, even if you look at YouTube, look.
Well, because it, like maybe it's like you see it and you're like, oh, maybe my life's not as bad as I thought. Like you get like kind of like
no,
like,
I get that. I get that.
Or you just I don't know. It gives you a rush.
Yeah,
you're seeing all this crazy. I mean, like you go on Instagram, you scroll and you see people get flattened by cars.
Yeah.
Whoa. You see some crazy stuff.
Yeah, fight videos. Like
exactly.
Yeah.
You just seeing the crazy world and it engages you and sucks your soul into it.
Yeah, because and I think that's what blows it up. Is like for Google, like if you ever do Google ads to like get your videos and stuff on Google, there's this thing called impressions. So impressions is like when you first come across the information, you don't click anything, you just come across it. They track the time you like sit and just look at it. So the biggest stuff that we just sit and look at, you know, is the negative stuff.
Yeah,
just the videos is crazy. You're like, hey, did I just see that? Let me watch that again, you know? But I'm saying too, if you were trying to get more views on YouTube, a negative connotation on anything would get you more views.
But I never want to be that
guy. No, 100%. 100%.
I never want to be that guy because, like, I mean, I never want to be like some misinformation dude or anything like that. And that's what I feel like is going to be my hardest breakthrough point is just because I generally just want to do the way I do it. You know?
Yeah.
If that makes sense. I don't think that did. I want to do it the way I do it.
Yeah. And that's why you see those YouTubers like, oh, I'm taking a break from YouTube because they
need to work on their mental.
They got to work on their mental and stuff. You know, their videos, it doesn't resonate with them.
Well, yeah. And I don't know. I'm figuring it out. Because this is all so foreign to me. Like, I just decided to jump into it. Like, I'm like a year deep and like I'm upgrading slowly and slowly as I go. It's just, yeah, I don't know, because like at the same time I go through these like weird phases where it's like I need to just enjoy life. Mm. When I'm like enjoying life, I don't want to be behind a screen editing stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like I got my video editor now and he does all that stuff.
I like editing. It's therapeutic.
I enjoyed it when I was editing my own stuff, but it was so time consuming.
It's definitely time consuming.
Yeah, it was so time consuming. Yeah, go to and I was kinda like, dude, yeah. I feel like I want to go hang out. I want to go chill with the boys, or I want to, like, I don't know, watch a cool movie. Maybe that's a lazy mindset, but, like, it's just, like, I'd rather just kind of, like, enjoy my time than always feeling like I'm on a grind. Because I always said if this podcast ever started feeling like work, I'd quit podcast.
Yeah, I mean, there's this book, it's called The Three Alarms, and basically each alarm, you're a different person. So, like, you know, let's say you got an alarm at 7 a.m. Like, that's you. That's the, you know, you enjoy your personal life. You go hiking. You go hang out with people and stuff like that. Then you got your work alarm where you're like, I'm going to focus on my passion. You know, focus on my, you know, whatever career goals you have. And then you got the third alarm. Like, okay, this is my self-care or this is my relationship one. It's up to you. But it's about, like, establishing who you are at certain times. That's why people that time block, they typically, you know, plan out their lives better and
organized. But like I definitely see the value in like those strict disciplines and stuff like that.
Well, not even that. I would say is productivity. Like,
oh yeah, I don't know, man. I like because what is truly enjoying life? I mean, it like people look at playing video games as a soul sucking thing. Yeah. Where, like, I look at a video game, I'm like, dude, you're basically getting to play, like, a freaking movie.
Yeah.
And you're getting, like, to experience, like, these cool, like, stories and whatnot. That's cool. But, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, people, like, look at productivity totally different. And, like, what are you going to get out of life? I mean, if I said I just want to play every game on Earth, and that's all I did in my life, but that's what I enjoyed, I'm like, hell yeah, dude.
Well, I think the meaning of life is, like, two things. I think it's having gratitude for life and have an agency over your life. So gratitude in a sense, like you're okay with where you are. You know, and this is goes back to the inputs. It's like so many people want the new thing, the new this, but it's like be okay with where you're at, no matter who you are. You know, because that's how you become a victim to life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And having agency just means like you have control. You know, you control your lifestyle. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like you know,
I think happiness is just you finding what you want to do in life.
Yeah.
What you want to do in life and then just doing it. Like, if you just wanted to live in the shadows and just stare at a wall your entire life, but that made you the happiest person in the world, I'm like, heck yeah, dude.
I mean, that's a bit weird, though, because it's like...
To you, but to that guy, it's the happiest thing in the life.
I guess it's true, but...
So yeah, like, so why are you judging this guy, huh?
So like, let's take video games for example, right? It's like, video games bring me super a lot of joy, but from a biological standpoint, that spikes your dopamine levels, and the more you heard of dopamine, right?
Yeah.
So like, the more you
spike, happy chemical.
Well, it's your pursuit.
It's like it, and don't you get a dopamine rush when you die? Or no, what is that? It's like DMT, right?
Yeah, it's drugs. It's cocaine. Same
chemical.
Like cocaine and stuff.
Is that freaking, is that, that's
dope? Yeah, it's drugs. Yeah. Like anything that like when you want that chocolate bar, the pursuit of a chocolate bar, it's kind of the pursuit as part. But your dopamine levels, the baseline goes down every time you enjoy stuff. So it's like, it's a balance to it. So like, you can hate video games if you just keep playing it all the time. Like, you could play the game that you like, and it just doesn't hit the same as when you first played it. So yeah, I think it's a balance. I think it's like, yeah, you know,
finding a balance in life.
Yeah, and then video games can be addictive in a sense of like, so I was always confused of like, what is an addiction?
What about the people that are just making tons of money off of
it? If you're doing that, that's fine. Like, if it's not stressing your life and you're making a career off of it, that's fine. But,
well, then again, I mean, I don't know. Even if you're not making a career off of it and you're working a 9-to-5 job just so you can buy more video games, but that's your happiness in life?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. If it doesn't hurt aspects of your life, because that's what addiction is. Yeah. Addiction is a point where it's affecting other aspects of your life. So
my alcoholism in the Marine Corps. Addiction, it can be extremely rough.
Yeah.
On anything. Yeah.
Yeah, I think most people have, you know, vices and, you know, just habits that they want to change. But I think it's a balance, you know. I think we all.
I think
it's a balance. I think it's a balance, yeah. My mom always said that, like, life is about balance.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. I'm just in a stage where it's just like, I'm figuring out as I go. Mm-hmm. Just each day I'm going to take as that day.
Yeah.
Be present in that moment, and I say, like, I got caught dead scrolling, I waste 2 hours scrolling on Instagram, I'll be like, damn it, all right.
Yeah, like, if someone...
Tomorrow, I'm gonna try not to, and each day, step by step.
Yeah, because even social media, like, someone's like, oh, my enjoyment is social media all the time, but then they're miserable saying that. It's like, maybe you should take a break off social media.
Yeah, because then again, yeah, if you do let it affect, like, your mental, where it's like, oh, I gotta look a certain way, or I gotta act a certain way, or everyone's doing this, oh, everyone's watching me, and like, this, you just start building like this anxiety, and you start like fueling it every time you're on social media.
And I think that's why everybody says they have anxiety and stuff, because this
look at our culture. Well, and then you have these like 4-year-olds that are on iPads and just like, hey, watch these.
You know, I like to look up studies and stuff, but there was a study that was done on that where kids that early in age that use the phones and the iPads and stuff like that, they develop ADHD and stuff and develop anxiety.
I developed that without it. But no, dude, exactly. And then you always having to be gratified right then and there, like, because you have everything. You have everything at your fingertips.
And I think that's the main problem today, is too much abundance of stuff. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I think it definitely can take away from the authenticity. Authentic, like, relationships and like you really actually wanting to go out and talk to people.
Yeah, even Tinder. Like, I feel like there's no, like, well, I wouldn't say there's no, but it's
Tinder's just for people trying to hook up.
No, but I'm, you'll be surprised. Like, I remember back in the day when I was on Tinder, there would be girls like, I need a friend so bad. Like, it was really, really a crazy, like,
just people to talk to.
Like, that's a weird perspective to be on Tinder. Like, why are you not in school? Why can't you find people in school, you know, to talk to, or why can't you just find someone?
I'd say, like, one of the biggest things in our culture is people feeling disconnected. And so weird, because at our fingertip, we're connected with everything.
Yeah.
But then we feel disconnected to people in reality.
Yeah.
Because,
you know, people have conversations, then they be looking down on their phone, distracted. Like, no one's genuine, you know, nobody's.
I'll catch myself doing that sometimes. Like, I'll be talking to someone, and then next thing I'll be like, and I'll, like, quickly, like text something, or I'll look at a message real fast and I'll engage back, and I'm like, oh, you know what, dude, that was so just kind of like rude of me, Like, but like this called me and I'm like, oh, I put this over the person that was right in front of me.
Yeah. And, you know, like even at work, like being around people, it's a good vibe, you know, like
yeah.
People are cool. You know, you learn, like you can find a mechanic. You can find people that can help you in other aspects of your life. Not to say to like use people or anything, but like,
no, that's the great thing about connections is like you start building a
network
of people that like you're able to like get stuff done or get more knowledge from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude, I don't know where this world's going to be heading. It's interesting, especially now we're in election year for the U.S.
Yeah, I mean, I'm an optimist.
That's got to go off.
I'm an optimist.
Me too, man. I try to hope for the best, man.
Yeah.
I really do want to see everyone thrive, and I want people to find their happiness, and I truly want the best for people.
I'm just a spectator and all that, so.
Well, I'd say I am too. I really love the idea of this podcast and just the idea of building this further and further. Mm. I'm taking my time with it for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I probably could pour more into this podcast, but ultimately just be like, hey, I can have a million vibes come sit down with me. I can get along with everyone. I don't care what you believe in or whatever. Not that I don't care. It's just like you can believe in whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be right here. You're not, like, I'm never going to get offended by anything or all that. It's just, this is a free space. Come join, talk about whatever. Like, just think about what we hit. I think I'm about to call this episode right here.
Okay.
But,
appreciate talking to you. This was very therapeutic.
Dude, yeah, dude, I'm telling you. I was just about to say, like, this is like an hour and a half, dude. And look how much we just.
It was an hour and a half?
Yeah, it was just an hour and a half, bro.
Damn, I was like, I'm going to be here for 30 minutes.
God. The whole hour and a half, dude, that we just talked about stuff. And I could see, like, also one big thing is like, you look at like podcasts like Joe Rogan. Mm-hmm. You got to think about the guys he's having like sit down and talk about. They're all usually geared towards like one thing.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm just having like my boys come on.
Yeah.
And, like people I think are cool. And we're just talking life and about basically kind of spectator mode.
Yeah.
Like that's what's weird about this podcast. We are like, we're like, you know, politicians are talking about like it's the average person and stuff.
Mm.
Like a lot of the stuff right here, we're just average people talking.
Yeah.
Man. It's not like we're like Elon Musk or anything, but this is just it's kind of cool, man. It's interesting because I have people like there's stuff that you're talking about that I heavily agree with and stuff that I'm like, huh, I've never really quite thought of it like that.
Yeah.
Like no matter what, you could talk about anyone. Like I could you could learn a bunch of life lessons from like a homeless guy.
100%. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like it's crazy what you can learn if you just sit down and talk with just someone.
Yeah, I always said growing up that everybody's worthy of a book. Like, you being alive is, like, an amazing, you know, blessing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the odds.
Yeah, the odds.
Stacked against you
odds.
When you're here.
Yeah. So,
and
I'm like.
Everyone has something to say about it. Even if it wasn't anything like. That's, like, when I say, like, we're not Elon Musk, it's not that we have anything, like, what we say is not important. But what I'm saying is, like, you could just talk about, dude, I really love trees. I just love how they look like. And it's just like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. I probably didn't need to know that, but, dude, talk about it.
It's
like, talk about it, dude. You, whatever you want to talk about, just talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, who knows? Then you got that one person in Japan that's like, I love trees, too.
I love trees, too.
I love trees, too. And, like, you're like, yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, hey, there's always someone out there that's either gonna agree with you, disagree, just have a good time, talk about whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm for that 100%.
Yeah, dude, I love it, dude. I absolutely love it. I love like smoking with people and talking about aliens. So I love going in and we're just sober and we're just like, oh, let's just have a good time, talk about whatever.
Yeah, and man, the podcast form is amazing. Like, I think that's the new way everybody's trying to get the podcast going, because it's just a nice, like, just conversations with people. You know, you can go in depth about stuff. You like, oh, I didn't know Joe Rogan thought about those type of things, you know? Like, oh, man, I never thought about that. Like, you start to question stuff, you know?
Yeah, dude, that Joe Rogan definitely height of the podcast.
Height, yeah.
You're having the best time, dude.
Yeah.
That is like, man, dude, I could just imagine like the energy on the podcast, like while you're there, bro. It's so cool.
Yeah, you should check out Huberman too, because he's a neuroscientist and he just talks about like the science of colds and flus, the science of dopamine, like all those different things.
I really like Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, I like Neil too.
Yeah, bro. He, like his crazy like theories of just talking about stars and the galaxy.
Yeah, sick. Yeah. I read his book, Starry Messenger. Really good book. He has this controversy too. A lot of people are like, oh, he interrupts Joe Rogan and stuff. I'm like, he's just who he is, you know.
But bro, no, it's hard, bro. I won't lie. I interrupt people.
Yeah.
Probably in this episode, I interrupt.
Yeah. Because to me. Yeah, no, you're good. And I did the same thing. I probably just did it right
now. Well, it's just talking. It's like when
you're passionate, you know?
Bro, or you just have the thought and then you throw it in.
Yeah.
And it's just like, because like imagine like you're just sitting with your boy like during like a smoke session or you're just hanging out like the living room talking and you're having a normal conversation. Normally you guys ding in.
Yeah.
It's just on mics.
Yeah.
You realize actually how much you talk over each other.
Yeah.
It's just like when you're in the living room. Without all this stuff, you can't tell.
Yeah.
You're just going back, you're laughing, you're having a good time. And then on mics, you're like, dude, you guys are just talking over each other.
Yeah.
But like, you're like, oh, I didn't feel that way.
It's better than a person just being quiet all the time. You know what I mean? Like, well, just sitting there.
Yeah, that's the hard part. And also, yeah, in a podcast, it's like hard because you don't want a bunch of dead space and stuff. You don't want to be like sitting there staring at each other.
Yeah, it's a lot of cutting.
Like, yeah. on the everyone that's listening, they're like, what's happening?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Have a good time. Have a good time, guys. I think, all right, on that note, we'll call it, dude. I appreciate you coming on.
I appreciate you, man. This is good. I feel good. I was at first.
I'm glad you're going to the day.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. Like, should I do a podcast? But afterwards, I'm like, this is worth it. I'll do this again.
Yeah, definitely.
Be like Joe Rogan is like, round three. Or I think that's late.
Dude, I'll have you on as many times as you want to come on, bro.
Yeah.
Set it up, bro. We'll set it up.
Appreciate
it. I enjoy it, dude. I love it. I love having people come on, dude. And I enjoyed having you on.
Yeah.
And always down, dude. Next time, we just go high as fuck. You get high as fuck and be in here, bro.
Bro, let's talk about aliens, bro. Let's
talk about aliens, bro. I keep saying that, but like I'm not even like super knowledgeable on aliens, but I keep like bringing up aliens.
Yeah.
that's another thing is, bro, like I feel like I have like knowledge on like a lot of stuff, but like I don't have an in-depth
like
on a lot
more
of stuff.
General.
Yeah. Exactly, a lot of general stuff. I mean, like war, like military history. I used to have a ton of knowledge. I used to love reading up like on like Napoleon, Alexander the Great, Roman, like the Revolutionary War, like all of those old like military stuff. I used to love that stuff.
Yeah,
I used to love it.
Yeah, that's why I like Stoicism and stuff and like Ryan Holiday, because just hearing about like the philosophers and like Marcus Aurelius and stuff like that, it's pretty impressive. Because you would think people back in the day didn't like. You know, they can't relate to a lot of the stuff we see today. But, man, so much is relatable to
them. Imagine grabbing, like, a guy from the Roman century and throwing him in, like, VR.
He'd be like, what the fuck?
Bro, dude.
Bro, I would be so baffled, like, going from the past to today just to see how different everything is.
Bro, you know? What a mind-blowing. Like,
pretty crazy. I would be like, it's a simulation. I'm like, this is no way.
Yeah. Dude, next time we'll go deep in on that, bro. Yeah. We'll go deep in on that, bro. That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. All right, well, dude, yeah, I appreciate you coming on. Yeah, we'll have to do this again. And as always, guys, keep on living your best lives and just keep on having the best days, weeks, months, years, and whatever you do, just do it right and live your best life. And, guys, just take care. We out, bro. We out.